Lyra's Oxford by Philip Pullman. This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227. Oxford, where the real and the unreal jostle in the streets, where North Parade is in the south and South Parade is in the north, where paradise is lost under a pumping station. The old houses of Paradise Square were demolished in order to make an office block, in fact, not a pumping station, but Baedeker, for all his wayward charm, is a notoriously unreliable guide. Where the river mists have a solvent and vivifying effect on the stone of the ancient buildings, so that the gargoyles of Magdalen College climb down at night and fight with those from Wickham, or fish under the bridges, or simply change their expressions overnight. Oxford, where windows open into other worlds. Oscar Baedeker, The Coasts of Bohemia. This book contains a story and several other things. The other things might be connected with the story or they might not. They might be connected to stories that haven't appeared yet. It's not easy to tell. It's easy to imagine how they might have turned up, though. The world is full of things like that. Old postcards, theatre programmes, leaflets about bomb-proofing your cellar, greetings cards, photograph albums, holiday brochures, instruction booklets for machine tools, maps, catalogues, railway timetables, menu cards from long-gone cruise liners. All kinds of things that once served a real and useful purpose.